I'm Bianca.
And I'm Shawnee.
And you're listening to Mindful BS,
a weekly discussion about how we mindfully navigate through life's BS.
The major, the minor, and everything in between.
So you ready?
Let's do it.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week of your favorite podcast, Mindful BS. I'm Shawnee.
And I'm Bianca.
And we are back in this thing. Another beautiful week. The weather has been amazing.
Yes, having it just feels so good to just see sunshine and not be freezing every day.
Have you really been that cold?
Yes. I don't want to be one of those people, but I'm anemic and my iron is low and I be cold so quickly.
The girls are always anemic all of a sudden.
No, it's not all of a sudden. When I had Brie, I had to take iron pills because they told me if I didn't, that I had a high chance of basically bleeding out and losing all my blood because it was so thin.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's that. Do you want to start off by letting us know a little bit about your week?
Yeah, my week was good. Like, I don't really have any complaints. You know, at work, I started working on a new project, and I got some good ideas and some good feedback about that. I also participated in my first vendor event where I was a vendor selling my books, and that was so fun. It was a good networking event. I also got to shop some of the small black businesses. And even, you know, that day was just good. I went to Chipotle and my order was right and it was good. Like, I just had no complaints.
Okay. Well, we love to hear that. Yeah. This week for me was a pretty great week as well. I feel like this week was a pivotal week. I've kind of been in a funk the past few weeks, if I'm being honest, and for some reason, I think it might have been like Monday, it rained like really, really crazy where I live, and for some reason I literally posted on my Instagram that I felt like it was a cleansing, like a spiritual cleansing or something of the sort, because after that day I feel like my energy, my enthusiasm, my drive has just been on a completely different level. I don't know if I really talked about it. I feel like I mentioned it on the podcast, but I'm not big on self-promotion. But this past Friday, I did like basically a soft relaunch of my personal podcast called Shawnee Says. So by the time this drops, there should also be a new episode. I really sat with that and decided that I wanted to do something different. So it's actually going to be a daily podcast where there is a new episode every day on the weekdays. And the best way I can explain it is it's just a podcast to help you start your day in a mindful way. So, you know how like people read like daily devotionals or like maybe they're subscribed to an app where they get like a message every day? That's essentially what Shawnee Says is intended to be, but in audio form. So, you guys want to check that out, you can. It's going to be on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, all of those things. And you know, we've even been making some changes, some strides with the Mindful BS podcast. I got to go to the event Bianca was at. Y'all them businesses took all my money. Like,
yeah,
all Shawnee, of it. I just came to support.
She had, like, arms full of stuff. I'm like, okay, you really supported the businesses today.
I thought I was just going to come in, you know, be there for my girl, wave, you know what I mean? Record some videos and dip out. But no, I ended up being there for hours. But I'm so glad that I went because if you haven't gone to any, like, small business, like, events in your community, I highly recommend it. I think sometimes we're so focused on national brands or, like, these big names that we forget that there are people that look just like us in our communities that offer those same services and products as those big quality products and services. So this week, I don't know, this week was just a good week. I feel good. And I told Bianca this a while ago, but I feel like this week was the first week of what I'm calling my all or nothing year, which is like everything I said I wanted to do, this is the year. I'm giving it my all. So it's like, this is it. I'm not holding back anymore. I'm stepping out of that fear. I'm allowing myself to step out of my comfort zone. And I'm just, I don't know, I just feel good about what's to come. So.
Yes, period. No, that's right, friend.
Yes. So with that being said, we hope you had a great week. But if not,
try again next week.
And we are going to move right into our TV segment. But before we do that, we're going to just take a brief moment for one of our advertisers. All right. So what's up? What's happening in the TV world this week?
The only thing that I really had a chance to watch was Love is Blind 3 After the Altar, which I knew Love is Blind was coming back because Netflix was sending me that email talking about what's coming back. But I didn't realize that it was After the Altar. I thought we was getting another season of, you know, the whole get to know each other series, blase, blase.
Right.
So I felt like the last season of Love is Blind was an absolute disaster, honestly. Every single one of the couples was giving me a no, no, please don't.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
So to follow them a year later and to see that it's just as bad was just like, why did I waste my 3 episodes of my time trying to get caught up on these couples? Because the nerve of these people.
Oh, my goodness. Dang.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't make it sound good. So, like, should I watch? Should we watch? Should we not watch? Is there anything worth the look?
The only thing worth the look is if you was keeping up with the scandal in real life between SK and Raven. If you guys aren't familiar, SK and Raven were a couple. They were really hitting it off. But when they got to the altar, SK told Raven no. Not that he didn't love her, but he just didn't feel like marriage was where they was at the time. So Raven was hurt, blah, blah, blah. We found out, though, that they ended up reconnecting and just dating and becoming an actual couple.
Right.
But in real life, we also found out that SK was involved in this big cheating scandal where, like, 3 or 4 women had came out and said that he was seeing them, dating them, X, Y, and Z. So after the altar, they're showing that they pick up where they're in their relationship, and Raven's all, my man, my man. SK's all, I want to propose to Raven and do it again. I want to get her a bigger ring. Blase, blase. He goes all out for this nice ass proposal just for the screen to show up. The engagement ended a couple months later because this nigga did what? Cheated. And it's like, why embarrass my girl twice?
I mean, maybe his intentions were good and it just, you know, didn't work out. Maybe.
I'm disgusted.
Ooh, not disgusted. Okay. Well, there you have it. If you're interested, that is available on Netflix now. I have not been into TV at all this week, honestly. There was one show that I watched that it's really been watching me. It was funny because I called Bianca and I'm like, have you ever watched a show called Heartless? And she like, no. And I'm like explaining it, but I'm like, it's not good. So she like, why are you recommending it?
Right.
Like,
I'm not telling
you about it. So honestly, let's switch it up then. And instead of giving you guys a ton of TV recommendations or movies, we're just going to encourage you to actually take some time away from the screens. You know, that could mean getting into a new book, like, you know, where do we go now?
Right.
That could mean taking time to explore art, maybe some museums, coloring, painting, or maybe it's just getting out of the house while weather is still permitting. So is that cool with you?
That's cool with me too. I recommend that too. Get some exercise, take a walk, jog, you know. It's been nice. So I'm saying get out into nature. Just do some new shit this week.
Absolutely. Y'all know we love our recommendations, but to be fair, sometimes we just consume so much entertainment that life, you know, you might get disconnected from the reality. So, or meditate, doing some yoga and just, you know, reconnecting with yourself could be good this week. So, yeah. Well, with that being said, I guess we can move right on into pop culture.
Yes, now y'all know it's Black History Month, but I gotta keep my people up on
Oh my
the
goodness.
science. Now, Shiny was acting like this wasn't a big deal, but I'm trying to tell y'all the Fabuloso is contaminated. Now, I know Fabuloso find its way in a lot of the Black people's households, and I just want you to know that 5 million bottles have been recalled due to some bacteria contamination. And I also know that some of y'all be boiling the Fabuloso on the stove so that it can transfer through the house, and that is one of the ways that the bacteria can get into your skin and your digestive system. So I just want everybody on high alert. If y'all got some Fabuloso in the house, throw it out right now. This ain't the time. Switch to Lysol or pine soil real quick.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, so if you have some, I'm sure there's a list of the bottles that specifically were, you know, possibly contaminated. So do your research, look at the recall list, or honestly just throw them out. Like Fabuloso, it does smell good, but no shade, it has so many different chemicals in it. I really don't think you should ever be boiling it on your stove.
Me neither, but I just know a lot of people who be doing that, so I'm just, you know, keeping people on my layer.
Yeah, well, there you have it on that. Well, really quickly, I know we did this last week. I'm not going to say I'm going to commit to this, but in the world of sports, it was kind of crazy this past week. I think the biggest thing, obviously, was LeBron James breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record. He has officially surpassed, I think it was 38,388 was the number, you know, that he hit, or he might actually gone over it. Since then, I'm sure he's way over it, but with that number, with that basket, he broke the record, which is kind of amazing because he's still, people say he's like older, yes, but he's still very young and athletic, and it doesn't necessarily look like he's going to stop anytime soon. He's even commented several times saying like he wants to be on the court with his son Bronny, so I feel like we at least have a few more seasons of watching him play. Did you catch that? What were your thoughts?
I thought that. Y'all know I ain't no sports fan, but I'm good for history and Black excellence, okay? So when I seen, you know, the clips from him, you know, making that, and then just him and his family afterwards, I just felt so proud for him. Like, feel like grew up watching LeBron James, hearing about LeBron James, knowing he from Akron, right down the street. It just feels like a full circle moment. I love watching people achieve their dreams because it'd be like, look at them. They did it. Congrats.
Also in the world of sports, because this even had me shook, because I'm on Instagram at like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and next thing I know, they announced that Kevin Durant was being traded to the Phoenix Suns. It was a major 5-player trade. I think the Phoenix Suns, the Brooklyn Nets, it was a lot of other players that were included in this trade. Russell Westbrook was also announced that he was going to be going to the Jazz, but honestly, it's still a little bit unclear. They traded him to Utah Jazz in a 3-team deal, but it seems like after that, the Jazz might just buy out his contract, which we'll get into that another day. Also, the Warriors traded James Wiseman for Gary Payton II, so Gary is going back to the Warriors. And the Rockets also acquired John Wall from the Clippers in a 3-team deal with the Grizzlies. Oh, and the Lakers traded Patrick Beverley for Mo Bamba. Like, when I say the sports world has been going crazy this week, I can't keep up. Like, literally all you saw online was, like, the NBA crazy. Like, these trades are wild. Like, everyone was just completely overwhelmed with the amount of trades and how quickly they appeared to be happening.
Dang, it sounded like there was a lot going on. I don't know, half of these things, but all it sounds like is a lot was going on.
A lot indeed was going on. And I want to say one more thing about sports that it still gets me, because obviously when the players get traded, a lot of times they don't know yet. These are negotiations made between, you know, like executive office of the teams. And I think there were several players, when they were asked, like, how did they find out, they were actually getting calls from friends or family, like, I'm sorry about the news. And their agents hadn't even had a chance to tell them yet. So I just wanted to bring that up because I know people say, like, sports players make a lot of money. It comes with the territory. But could you just imagine, like, going to work one day, everything cool, and then you get a call in the middle of the night and your friends and him like, dang, I'm so sorry, you gotta move like to California tomorrow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you didn't even know, like, you like were moving jobs.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, that has to be wild on the mental health. I don't know, but that's gonna wrap up my little sports update. The only other thing that we could talk about is the Super Bowl, but unfortunately at the time of recording this, it hasn't come on yet. But we might have to stop in midweek to talk about, you know, the halftime performance and all those good things.
Right. I'm about to say, the only thing I'm here for is the Rihanna concert, okay? I'm gonna chuck in for y'all in halftime. Okay, also, speaking of what hasn't happened yet, but everybody's looking forward to this week, it's Valentine's Day. So this week, you guys know, it's Valentine's Day, and I wanted to give you guys some interesting Valentine's Day statistics that they were predicting, because they said that they are predicting that people will spend $26 billion on Valentine's Day this week. And I thought that number sounds insane, but they say the average customer will spend about $192 on festivities. And, you know, that makes sense because everything high as hell anyway, plus the gift. And everybody, you know, this is a love day. People are extra showing expression.
Extra generous. Their,
love and affection. Mm-hmm. I love Valentine's Day. My Valentine is always Brie, but I be going above and beyond for her, too. I already was looking at this little, because I be hiding. I got this hiding spot where I put her stuff. And I'm like, dang, this hiding spot filling up because I'm just being ridiculous. But I just love Valentine's Day.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, oh, I feel horrible. You know what? Never mind. I at the small event, I was going to shout them out, but I'll do it next week. I actually purchased a basket for my daughter for Valentine's Day, and it went kind of a bust because she was home unknowingly. So when I walked through the door, she saw it and was like, Valentine's Day! Is this for me? So I just gave it to her early. But if you are buying something for Valentine's Day, you know, you can do your normal dinner and a movie, or maybe, you know, you can support a small business, check out the baskets, you know, they got some really creative and just out of the box things. Switch it up this year.
Yes, switch it up. Also, somebody else who's switching it up is the AMC movie theaters. So you guys know they're supposed to, you know, there's three movie theaters right now, kids, adults, senior citizen. Mm-hmm. Now they're talking about they want three tiers based off where you sit. So it's like preferred and value. So if you want to sit, if you want a value ticket, that's saying you want to sit in the front row. Then they have the preferred tier, which is like the middle of the theater where people typically like to sit. And then they have the slight premium, which is like the standard tier. So I don't know how I feel about that, because I'm like, movie theaters, let's be real, y'all barely is getting the patrons in now. Like, well, all the streaming services and early access to the movies, everybody can stay their ass at home and watch their movies on the TV screen. So for y'all to be trying to come up with a little money grabbing scheme really quickly, to obviously people want to sit in the middle, who paying for the value seats? Ain't nobody trying to rip their neck up trying to watch the front in the row. Be for real.
Oh my goodness. So, and for those that are interested in knowing, so with those three levels, they're saying that the standard seat tickets will remain the same. The discounted, which are those value ones, usually in the front row, will be $2 less, and those preferred seats, they're thinking of adding $2. So they'll be $2 more than the normal ticket prices. It's kind of messed up in my opinion. However, to your point about how they're barely filling the movie theaters now, I can say that in my opinion, the people who will go to the movies no matter what are like avid moviegoers. Like people who really enjoy films, and they know that those middle section like seats are the best. And I honestly feel like they will pay the additional $2 to guarantee that spot, because those are the tickets that everybody wants. It does kind of suck because we already know, like, the economy is, excuse my French, a shit show. So for you to essentially just try to take more from supporters and consumers, it does seem really, really messed up. But I was, like I said, from a business standpoint, I get, you know, I get why that makes sense for them, and I get why they feel like it'll work, because like I said, those diehard movie fans will pay just the $2 more to get the seats that they want.
Yeah, they're also pushing a AMC Movie Pass subscription program. So, and of course, including your subscription is the preferred seating with no extra charge. Why everybody wants you to subscribe to something? It's like, dang.
Yeah. One thing I will say, though, is someone I dated had like a subscription thingy, which I always thought was silly, but I'm going to be honest, the subscription was kind of fire, because it's like a base amount a month. And I can't remember, but we were going to the movies like 3 times a month. And I felt like there was like savings to having the subscription. You know what I mean? For us going to the movies 3 times a month, where we weren't spending as much as we would have paid if we were just buying tickets every time. Mm-hmm. So if you're someone that does go to the movies often, I would recommend the subscription, because it was fire. And I'm like, oh, what you mean? Like, no, I got the subscription tickets. Actually, you want to go with your daughter or with your sister? Here, like, just take these extra tickets. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Your face is giving like, I don't care, I'm not adding another subscription.
No, I can't do it. It's just getting ridiculous out here. Like, the subscriptions be coming through your account like a thief in the night. You be forgetting you be having so many. Then they be beating you up, jumping you at the same time. I'm not doing that. I can't add nothing else to the list.
It does feel like you get jumped every time all of the, every time
just
all of this
snatching out Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime. Like, dang, Apple take 3 payments a cycle. I don't care what they talking about. Apple always coming out the account. Like, what is this? Anyway, the other thing that I wanted to talk about, because you know we ain't gave y'all no food update in a while, and Wendy's got a new volume, and y'all know eating out, going to the grocery store, it's really the same thing. So if y'all are interested, Wendy's got a new 2 for $6. You know they always got a 5 for $5, 4 for $4, but this is a 2 for $6. So this comes with either a Dave single, a spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece chicken nuggets, and a medium lemonade.
That wasn't always a thing?
Nah. I guess maybe because this is the lemonade, the 10-piece nuggets, and then a spicy chicken.
Yeah, that's a bigger nugget. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing. That's good. If you like Wendy's, then I feel like you're going to definitely find a lot of value in this offer.
That's what I'm saying. If you're looking for a value meal, sounds like a value.
It definitely does. It does. I don't know. Last time I went there, my stomach did not agree.
It did not agree.
Mm. You guys, I'm going to be honest with y'all. And if you're eating your food or, you know, having a moment, then actually just pause the episode and come back after. But ever since I've been doing these detoxes, man, my stomach just can't handle. It can't take the fast food anymore. It can't take the fast food. I've been waking up at 4 or 3 o'clock in the morning, bent over the toilet in agony. Like, I'm tired. And normally I would have been like, ooh, you know, a Wendy's nugget, sweet and sour, that sounds great. But even the thought of food just make me want to ball up and just, I don't know.
Well, since she brought it up, Shani, like, hey, you want to do this detox with me? Sure, Shani. So she's just preparing me for the build up, just building it up every time. Like, okay, you gonna want to do this? Drink a lot of water. I mean, it's gonna be intense. Blah, 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 blah. So we finally started the detox, y'all. That was the worst night of my life, okay? The way I was on that toilet that night, I just couldn't even believe that she would set me up for that. I'm like, I thought she loved me. Like, why would she ever want to do this to me?
I do love you, but think about how all of that shit has been it's building up inside of me.
It was rough.
All of these days and months, okay? And for those of you, I guess we should be very clear because there are tons of type of detoxes. We're talking about an herbal detox that is very much so giving colon cleanse, okay? I'm just being honest with you.
Bree was outside the door like, are you okay?
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I woke up this morning like sharp out of my sleep. I ran to the bathroom so fast. It was like, you know how normally if you have to go to the bathroom, you can be like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, but you can hold it.
Yeah.
No, this morning I had to run. I text Bianca. I had been on the toilet for maybe like 35 minutes at this point. I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I
quit. Yo, that's what I woke up to this morning. I can't do it. I'm like, oh my goodness.
And the worst part about the herbal detoxes is like, you could be, you like, you know, finish up, you know, do your 1-2. You think you done, and like 5 minutes later, your stomach could be like,
yeah, like out of the way. I'm telling you,
this running back to the toilet.
So intense. Oh my God. Oh my God.
One thing I will say though is I definitely feel like I'm being cleansed, and I normally have a lot of bloating around this time of the month because I'm on my cycle as well. And I don't have as much bloating as I would normally have. You know what I mean? I feel light. I feel good. I feel energetic. But baby, I'm telling you how you not even wanting to eat because you're just afraid of what the food will do to you later on.
Yeah, truly. Baby.
Okay, so we apologize. That was probably a little bit too much information, but hey, we said this is a podcast about the things we all experience, no one wants to talk about, and that's a real part of life, you know what I'm saying?
Real, so baby.
If you plan on doing an herbal detox, I would highly recommend that you get like, you know, those little bottles they give you after you have a baby to help like cleanse with the water.
Yeah.
Get one of those because you're gonna need it. Maybe get wet wipes.
I got some booty wipes.
Did you just say booty wipes?
Mm-hmm.
Get some potpourri. Is that the stuff that they put
poopery.
In? Poopery. Mm-hmm. Get some of that. You know what I mean? Crack the windows open.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get a plug in for the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Light a candle in there.
Yeah. And just be prepared because some days you might feel like you just need a shower after, like, just a full shower. All right. Do you have anything else for pop culture today?
Oh, I think that wraps that up.
I think so, too. So, with that being said, we're going to move right on along to the Meeting of the Mind segment. All right. So, this week in the Meeting of the Minds. Now, we have not done this in a while. I mean, we kind of do it every week, but we haven't gave it an official episode in a while. So if you are an OG listener, you may be familiar with something that we typically do every blue moon called Get It Off Your Chest. Get It Off Your Chest is basically us talking about different areas of our lives and maybe our biggest frustration or enlightening moment, and we just go in, you know, we just tell y'all how we feel. Sometimes y'all feel us, sometimes y'all can't relate, but regardless, we get it off our chest and it helps us. So today we are having a get it off your chest moment. Okay, so who's going to kick it off? Do you want to kick it off? You want me to?
You kick it off.
Okay, well, I know where I'm about to start, and it is talking about all of the teacher and service days. Now, before I go in, my question is just, why is school closed so much? There are so many in-service days, like, My daughter just had one last week. When I looked at the school calendar, they have 2 days next week. One is a holiday because of President's Day, and then they are also have Tuesday. They're making it a teacher in-service day. Now, I also want to clarify, this is not an attack on teachers because I love our teachers. I'm a huge advocate for increased pay and providing them with more resources and just acknowledging how extremely important the work that teachers do. That work is important. You know, it's not only just because they impact our children, but if you think about it, they really impact society as a whole because these kids grow up to be members of society and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Like, there are still teachers to this day that I had that I think of, and I can say without a doubt they have impacted the woman I am today. What I'm just trying to understand is why y'all need all of these days off, because it's really making it hard for me to, work. Find additional random childcare on like this day and that day and snow days, and it's just making it difficult. And I just want to get that off my chest. I don't know if maybe I'm the only one that'd be like, damn, another in-service day.
No,
Maybe it's just me.
you are not alone. I feel that same way. It's just like, what the hell? Like, y'all know that. Now, honestly, it's not as inconvenient for me because I do work from home. So if Bria just happens to be here, I mean, she here, but it's like I'm working. Like, I cannot cater to you. I cannot be running and make snacks. I cannot be doing all of my mommy duties that I typically do because I'm at work. So that is very inconvenient because it kind of throws off my day when the kids are constantly at home. Which is, that's very interesting that that was your get it off your chest, because my get it off your chest was, why the hell is summer camp so goddamn expensive? Oh my God. Like, Bria has never gone to summer camp. So this is her first year where like she absolutely had to go to summer camp because, like I said, I still have to work. And I paid for the early bird special, and the early bird special was $800, and I had to pay that by March. $800. And the crazy part is that's only for 5 weeks. That's not even for the full summer. Because Bria wanted to go to this theater camp. I think I shared with you guys that she's in this theater production coming up soon. But she also wanted to go to the theater summer camp where we live at. They have like, you can go to a sports camp, a typical summer day camp, and then the theater camp. She wanted to go to the theater camp. That is only for the first 5 weeks, so I've already paid the $800, and then I still got to figure out what I'm gonna do for the next 5 weeks, which those 5 weeks ain't even gonna be on special, and then I might have to pay another $800 for 5 weeks. My pockets, like, why are the children so expensive?
I feel you. This would be Amaya's first summer camp experience as well. And I feel like I'm in a similar situation. We both work from home. So during like the pandemic, I feel like jobs were more understanding. And I am extremely grateful because, my 9 to 5, they are very flexible. They grant me like a lot of luxuries when it comes to picking her up and doing this and doing that and yada, yada, yada. But I think because she's at that weird age where she just needs stimulation. You know what I mean? She's like about to be 6 years old in a couple of months. And to your point, I can't, I honestly feel like I almost do her an injustice by keeping her home. You know what I mean? In this, I feel like I would do her an injustice by keeping her home in the summer because I know she's not going to get the stimulation mentally, physical activity, you know what I mean? Like, in the attention and also just social engagement that she would get in a summer camp. But I feel you, because the one I looked up, which I feel like is actually fairly affordable, is still $150 a week.
Yeah.
A week.
A week.
A
Like,
week, we're talking $600 a month for just summer childcare.
right. And then, not to be funny, but the hours are like 9 to 3. Like, even if I wasn't working from home, those are kind of inconvenient hours for working parents, for real. So In addition, like Shiny, I do have the flexibility to be able to, go get her and pick her up. But I'm just like, they don't even make it easy. They want you to pay an additional $20 a day for before and after care. Like, everything is a scam.
And one thing I want to throw out there for our parents, because I'm sure everyone is aware of this, but maybe if you're a new parent, you may not be aware. Make sure when you are paying for childcare services that you are getting your receipts, that your provider is providing you with the proper tax forms. So that way you can actually write those off on your taxes. It's a huge expense and, the deduction is really still ain't that much, but it does help when you're able to write that off the following year. So just wanted to throw that out there because I know sometimes new parents, especially if they're just using like mom or a sibling or whatever, they may not be aware that although you're paying all of this money, it could be something that you're able to write off later on down the line. So just want to throw that out there. Okay, the next thing I want to get off my chest, speaking of, Bianca mentioning the Wendy's thing, is that I just want to talk about when the food at a restaurant is not what you expected it to be. Okay, now this happens a lot, especially nowadays, because I feel like we're at a space where restaurants and establishments and dishes can go viral on social media because of like how they look or the vibe or the aesthetic in it, and then you get there and the food is trash. Now, I'm kind of ashamed to admit this, but one day, I picked my daughter from school and I was really, 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 really hungry, and I still had to go back home and work like an additional 3 hours. I didn't take anything out, so I just needed to eat something really quickly. Now, I normally wouldn't do this, but I slid through the KFC line. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. And it just so happened KFC had these new wraps, and on the picture, they looked very big. They looked very juicy. It was just giving exactly what I needed. A nice little chicken wrap, not too heavy, whatever. And I saw that they said it was 2 for $5. So I'm like, you know what? That's not a bad deal. So I pull up in the KFC line. I get the chicken wraps. When I say I open my bag and them wraps were the size of my index finger, baby. Those wraps were so little. I was livid because, again, like I just said, I was really, 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 really hungry. So had I known they were gonna be that small, I definitely, would have ordered something else with it. But that just really frustrated me. Like, has that ever happened to you where you really had high expectations for like a restaurant or like a food dish or something, and you get it and you are just so disappointed? I swear it make you feel like you want to fight after.
That has happened to me several times, okay? And I'm not gonna call out any restaurants in particular, but just know that is the most disappointing, stomach dropping, heartbreaking feeling, because you just know you about to just tear it up, and then you just be so disappointed. It's just a new level. I'm sorry they disrespected you like that, friend.
Now, I do want to come back and add. I talked a lot of stuff. I was so upset because the wraps were small, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all. When I ate the wrap, they were good though. They were good. I'm just being honest. They were tasty, and honestly, after eating it, I think it was worth the $2.50 a piece. So I actually would recommend that you go and get the 2 for $5 from KFC on the wraps. But I was extremely disappointed in the size of them. But I'll probably eat it again. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm gonna say, she, I don't know. I'm trying to think, is this something that I want to check out or not check out?
It was tasty. It was tasty. And a lot of places have gotten like rid of their chicken wraps. You
They
remember
have.
McDonald's used to have a really
They
good the snack
did.
wraps?
Why did they take them
Those snack
away?
you can get remember you either get crispy or grilled chicken
And then
too.
you could get like honey mustard, ranch, classic
Barbecue, I think, were
barbecue.
you. They were so good and they got rid of them. So like I said, the KFC one is small, so if you're really, really hungry, don't get that. But if you just need like something quick that's filling but light, I would recommend it. Just know that they are small. I don't want to say any false expectations like I had in my head.
Okay. This week, another thing I want to get off my chest is just with Bria growing up and experiencing different things, helping her navigate her friendships have been really challenging for me. And I finally feel like, I don't know if when y'all was a kid and you would bring friends over and your mama would be like, mm-mm, I don't know about her. Or they'd be like, I mean, is you sure that's your friend? Bria has one of those in her life right now. And I finally understand what my mom was talking about, because I feel like this girl not her friend. And she still want to be her friend. I feel like for their relationship, for them to be so young, their relationship is already so toxic. And I just am having a hard time navigating how to handle this situation.
I mean, how toxic can it be, though? Like, they're that toxic.
They're consistently arguing. They got into a physical altercation at school. And I'm trying to separate them without flat out saying, you can't be her friend. I'm just creating space and boundaries by telling Bria that I don't really want her coming over here, and I don't think it's a good idea for Bria to go over there. But that's really all I can really do if Bria insists on still trying to be her friend.
That's tough. And I agree 100%. Like, I feel like we all have had those instances in our own childhood. And it's like, all you can do is explain, I feel like, why, you know, from your perspective, the friendship deserves space. But they're so young, you know what I mean? This might be one of those, she gonna have to learn from experience. But that sucks too, because you don't want, the whole point of parenting is so you could try to prevent your babies from going through those type of experiences.
Right. And it just seems like a lot for her to emotionally deal with at A, because she'll be upset when they argue, and then she'll be like, well, she commented something inappropriate on my video and she hurt my feelings. Like, it's just so many different layers to it. And it's like, well, why you still want to be your friend?
Yeah. Maybe. Have you talked to the other child's mom about it?
No, I plan on having a conversation with her and maybe us both talking to the girls. But at the same time, I don't know. I'm not sure if I even feel like the friendship is something that I want Bria to be into. So it's like, right, talking to the mom would be like, for me, I don't want to basically be like, I really don't even want our kids to be friends.
Right. That's awkward.
If I'm talking to the mom, it would be because I want some kind of resolution where they want it. I want them to continue the relationship. But that's partially the reason why I haven't reached out to the mom yet, because it's like, I don't necessarily want them to be friends. So it's like, I don't want to be reaching out like, hey, would I feel like in a typical situation, you would reach out and be like, hey, I feel like the girls are having a disagreement and I kind of just want to get us together. And, you know, maybe talk to them about some of the behaviors that I've been seeing so that we can move forward. But that's not really what I want to do. So it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, super, super awkward. Aw, well, you know, I'm glad you got that off your chest. It seems like something that's going to take time.
Yeah.
Until you find a solution. But I'm rooting for you. I hope a solution comes sooner than later.
Great. Me too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the last thing I wanted to get off of my chest, honestly, this week was just the realization that sometimes feedback or realizing or just accepting maybe that you aren't doing everything you could be doing is a hard thing to accept. Like, I have a really good friend, her name is Siobhan, and I love her to pieces because she's the type of friend where if you share with her something you're working on, she's going to always give you feedback. She'll be like, hey, maybe I X, Y, and Z, and I got a few things to say. Is that okay with you? Or like, get your pen and paper ready. And I love her for that because I feel like it makes me better and it challenges me. And even us having Shawnee on last week and her mentioning like research, I think between Siobhan and Shawnee last week, I really was in a space this past week where I'm asking myself, Have I researched as much as I needed to research? You know what I mean? And like feedback Siobhan has given me, like, how can I implement this stuff? And it just made me realize like it can be so easy to become complacent or content or even disinterested in the things that once excited you and the things that you were once passionate about. But you know, if it's something that you truly want to do or want to accomplish, no matter what, you have to constantly be open to that feedback and constantly, you know, challenging yourself to learn more, to do more. So this past week, I guess it's not really, this isn't really a frustration. It's more of a realization, you know, that I need to step it up, like, you know, figure out ways that I can improve personally, but my personal business, my brand, all of these things. And it's easier said than done. You know what I mean? It's easier said than done. So, like I said, this is more of a realization. And I just wanted to get that off my chest because there might be other people listening to this who feel in a similar space where it's like I was saying at the beginning of this podcast, like getting out of my comfort zone, stop living in fear. But you know, once you do that, it will come with criticism, it will come with feedback, it will come with realizations that there's more that I need to learn about the industry that I'm in, there's more that I need to learn about being an entrepreneur or a business owner. And all you can really do is take the lessons and keep building. And like I said, sometimes the feedback or the lessons, or you'd be like, oh dang, I was supposed to have this, or I should have had that. It kind of sucks in the moment because you're like, dang, I'm not on my A game, but that's a part of life. So that was the last thing I want to get off my chest.
Okay, I feel that. I can definitely relate to that. I think the last thing that I want to get off my chest is to remind myself to do things that make me feel good or that are centered around me. Like this week, I got a pedicure. I needed that pedicure, y'all. I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all, you needed that real bad.
Okay. I didn't
Real bad.
need your additives. I mean, it's been like a minute, and it don't even matter. It's been a minute since I had that pedicure, but you know that pedicure made me feel so good. And also, I got a ma massage last week, and you know, just doing things that allow me to just sit and relax. And you know, that massage, it was an hour, but I was really deep in my thoughts and just feeling poured into instead of pouring into some other people and things, and that just made me feel good. So that was just a reminder to myself to make sure I get that self-care in and to make sure that I find time to do things that are solely just for me and that make me feel good and that, you know, pour into my cup a little bit. So that's the one thing I wanted to get off my chest, the last thing I wanted to get off my chest.
I actually really, really love that, because I feel like you just articulated something that I was feeling as well, not in the realm of self-care, but I often pri we prioritize being a parent, we prioritize, you know, our 9 to 5s, we prioritize friends and family, but so often we forget to prioritize ourselves, our passions, our projects, our goals. So, well said. I definitely feel like this was a week of remembering to prioritize yourself in whatever way that looks like. So, with that being said, we hope you guys enjoyed this. Get it off of your chest. If you have anything to get off of your chest, y'all already know, y'all can send it over to us. Go ahead, leave us an anchor message. You can still do that. I'll put the link in the bio if you want to leave us a voice note of you getting something off your chest. You can also email us, slide into the DMs on Instagram or Twitter. And you know, if you're comfortable with it, maybe we will just share those on the next podcast episode. As always, do not forget to like, comment, subscribe, and rate our podcast. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and all streaming platforms.
Yep, and make sure you tell a homegirl or a homeboy if you know what your favorite podcast is. That's Mindful BS. Make sure you get to spread it. And you know, just let them know that this is the show that you like to listen to every Monday to get your week started off and hit the ground running. You know what I'm saying?
And on that note, we're going to close it out. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.